It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcliniccom.
Yeah, baby, here we go. It is hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time to give you a little bit of a C-note here. Cowboys news of the evening. We'll take a look at a very busy day, second day of practice, some of Brian's takeaways, some of the things going viral and making news. General at your service here has brought us the former Cowboys scout, NFL executive, the number one influencer on Cowboys social media. He's Brian Broaddus, at Brian Broaddus on X. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup back home at Master Control 75 and Fitzhugh, keeping the Gators down best he can. Of course, Woolchuck and Shea Follower here, your Nosebleed Brothers. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. Tim Collins, the office ace, remote producing here, engineering, keeping us on the rails. Yeah. I'm Gavin Dawson, along with you. We are the G-Bag Nation. How the hell are you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great, though. I just want to let Lucius know the internet has improved out here. So I'm good to go. I was a little concerned earlier, and
your internet's good.
Yeah, I want to make sure internet's good now.
Looks like you got hardwired in there.
Yeah, I did. I got hardwired in there now. So
I'm glad you said that.
Hard.
Literally, the moment you said that, mine just crapped out.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Man, that reminds me. We really got to get Mickey on the show here soon.
Yeah.
Psych.
Honestly, that would be great radio. I'd love to just see that interaction between you two.
Well, it's,
I'm sure we'd be professional.
I don't know.
Oh, crap. This is Broaddus' show. Oh, you didn't tell me Broaddus.
Brian and Gavin. Oh,
Mickey and I talked on the way in today about Missouri football.
Oh.
Yeah, like Mickey, like, you know,
he sounds fascinating.
He was. He's like, it would be interesting to see coming on the show who he dislikes more, me or you. I would ask him, between Dawson and I, who do you dislike the most? And see how uncomfortable that gets.
I love that you guys just faked your way through a friendly conversation today.
Mickey and I do. We just like, we're so nice to each other. And then, you know, off the field, it's kind of like,
F that guy. Yeah. No, F that guy.
What is he now?
You know, tough old school guy. He's probably been in an argument like that with most people in the media.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just part of doing business for him. Right?
Just another day at the office.
Micah Parsons, how different is the role? He said about the same, but then he talked about being in the kind of shape to be a do-everything type of player.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he talked about how, you know, there's still things to be revealed from Mike Zimmer. But you guys are noticing already he's, you know, not on the edge, you know, full-time. He's moving around a lot more. How different do you guys think Micah's role is going to be based on what you've observed so far?
Well, he said he's back into his college weight of 240. So he was playing 250 last year. And Brian, I mean, it does look like he's a little slim. I mean, he's moving around really, really well. And he said that he is getting more work at linebacker early in camp. The opponent is going to dictate how much linebacker he plays this season. So I think it is an interesting way, and I'm really hopeful we can get Zim on so we can pick his brain about this. But I think you can find a way to dictate matchups based on where you're lining Micah up. You know, we talked about that double A gap pressure that we actually didn't get to see a ton today in practice.
Not today. I know Dawson asked about it. Today we saw more safety
type. It's my favorite play in football.
But where you line up Micah, I mean, teams are going to have to now slide protection over most likely to block him. So maybe you're able to get favorable matchups for DeMarcus Lawrence or Sam Williams or Osa Digizua. So it is fun. I mean, I don't think Dan Quinn did a ton of moving Micah around. Maybe Mike Zimmer is going to have more fun and creative ways to use that to his advantage.
Well, if you're an opponent of the Cowboys, and what Micah just said, it dictates to how the opponents are.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to find ways to make him become a linebacker, not a rusher.
How do I get him off ball?
How do I get him off ball? That's what I would do. Because the thing that Micah Parsons can kill you at is putting his hand in the ground and rushing the passer.
Yeah.
I would try and set up a game plan where you make him have to play as an off-ball linebacker.
Yeah.
And make the Cowboys have to adjust. Wait a minute. We just keep putting Micah. And Micah was good in coverage yesterday.
He was.
There was one time, though, they got caught in a situation. You might have saw it. Defense had to call a timeout because they got caught with Damone Clark on the field. Mm-hmm. And Mike and Clark were confused to, like, okay, who's playing the role, like, of the linebacker? I think it's what it came down to. Defense called timeout, and then they got it situated the right way. But if I'm an offense, Dawson, I'm doing everything in my power to make Micah Parsons have to play as an off-ball linebacker.
Yes, and based
on... He can't kill me doing that.
No, and he's not nearly as good as an off-ball linebacker, but I wonder if your guy Mike Zimmer is going to make him so dangerous with the unpredictability.
Yeah.
Is he coming through that gap every time? Is he going to go back to the outside and line up? Mm-hmm. Like, now you're making the offense have to think about things every time they break that huddle. Mm-hmm. We got to find Micah Parsons. Do we have the right protection? Do we need to slide somebody over?
Right.
Do we need to make sure our best blocking running back is in the game more consistently, because mm-hmm. we don't know where that pressure is going to come from. Yeah. And, you know, we got to have a guy between him and the QB. So I wouldn't put it past Mike Zimmer to play him significantly less at edge, but increase his production.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit the field and ask Mike that question. Yeah, I don't know if he'll sell me or not. Maybe I'd just text him and ask him. But I think he's to your point, Dawson. I think he's going to figure out ways to get him. Remember what he had with Anthony Barr?
Yeah.
You know, like, the, you know.
And he did the same thing, right? Like, sometimes he's blitzing. Sometimes he's
exactly.
dropping. You don't know where he's coming from.
Yeah.
So now, instead of, okay, you're going up against Trent Williams every single snap or the team's best tackle, I'm moving you around to get you more of a favorable matchup, but I'm also being able to help out the rest of your teammates.
That's what killed me about Dan Quinn sometimes. It was rushing against Trent Williams. Micah gets Trent Williams. I'm like, dude.
Right.
No.
It's a waste.
No, flip him. Get him away. Find somebody. You know, and that's why that double A gap blitz works, because unless you're the Cowboys have got some good inside players, but most teams don't have a quality center or a quality guard.
Yeah.
You know, and you can attack that area and get him right on the ball. Or the quarterback with the ball quicker.
And in a lot of times, you don't even have to actually do it to make him adjust. Just show it pre-snap.
Right.
And there's all sorts of fun that I'm sure Mike Zimmer's going to have. Is it possible to be a great leader and miss OTAs? You know, I don't think missing it helps. And it's not a good idea. I would say being absent is not a good idea if you want to be a leader. But it sounded like some great leadership coming from the Micah Parsons press conference about 30 minutes ago, talking about he's making sure at all the meetings he's going around check and make sure everybody's got their notebook and their water. The way that he talked about, you know, Mozzie Smith suggests he's taking a mentorship role there. He said it's not what Mozzie can do. It's what you need to do
right
as a first round pick. And, you know, I know when the stuff that Sean Sharif talked about in the offseason, as far as like your work habits, that's another thing that would go against you. But dang it, when he's up there at the podium, I see a dang good football leader and some of the urgency and football character that this organization needs desperately.
I think you can be a really good talker, but actions speak a little bit louder than words, right? So we're not in those meeting rooms. Maybe he is doing all of those things, but Mike has always said the right thing. I've always been really impressed with what he says, but we've just heard the opposite from people inside those walls.
The thing that you have to worry about, guys, in my opinion, is, Micah could be the leader guy, but, like, where were you leader guy when we were – working in Dallas when we were all, you know, in the weight room and on the field and stuff like that. And he addressed that. He said, hey, on Monday, Tuesday nights, I do what I want to do.
Yeah.
So that's going to be Micah's, you know, that's a good way. Sometimes you could be a leader. I mean, you asked about, can you be an absentee leader?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of that would be hard for me if I'm like, bro, why are you in my face all of a sudden now? Where were you in? Yeah, where were you in April?
That's fair. Yeah, especially for veteran players.
Yeah.
If you're Mozzie Smith and you're a young dude and you're trying to, you're trying to just make a career out of yourself, and this is a former first round pick, you know, you might just let that stuff go. But I'm sure some of the veteran guys, if Mike is going to tell me something like, hey, don't forget my notepad, you might look at him like, dude, come on.
I mean, to Zach's point and your guy's point, it might just be a thing. I know he's a reader. He might have just read a lot about what it takes to be a leader. And when he feels like like it. He's doing some of those things or thinking about those things and is aspiring towards that. But, you know, the discipline and the habits, you know, still like leave the picture a little bit incomplete, possibly a work in progress. I love the answer about his podcast. It's my free time. And whatever you do on your free time is your business. You know, I'm not coming around saying, hey, are you binging another Netflix series here on a Monday night? You should be watching film, right? Just because what I'm doing can be observed by the public doesn't necessarily mean it's a negative. But I think when you address things on your show that other players have to then address with the public, or you're revealing things that they wouldn't want to be revealed, that's when it's no longer your time. That's when your time is not minding its own business and creating either distractions or chemistry issues, though. But he did make a strong point about hey, this is what I enjoy doing on my free time. I would just say, don't let that be a distraction in the locker room.
Yeah.
Make sure you're talking about things that, you know, your teammates aren't going to be asked about ad nauseum by the media.
Do you think him and Hooker are good?
No.
I don't think they are at all.
Malik Hooker said and made it seem like they were yesterday. I from what Mike has said today, I have a different feeling.
Well, there's a professional respect, right?
Yeah.
And that is there.
The respect part is there, though, but I don't think he's
I don't think he's
too happy with Malik Hooker, and Malik Hooker might regret being honest, but Malik Hooker might have been saying exactly what a lot of players were thinking right now.
But that, you know, I think that's part of being mentally tough and being a professional. Like, yeah, I had a disagreement with my teammate. Maybe we aren't best friends. I don't appreciate what he said. He didn't appreciate what I did. But we're going to just go out here and try to kick butt and take names.
Squash it and move on. I think some of it's just a little bit of a sense of awareness. Like, I think we're going to see more and more of these players have podcasts. Max Crosby's one with the Raiders. I don't think this
I'm
is going to be
it.
Anything that changes, and I am too. It's just when you get your butt kicked in the postseason by Jordan Love and the Packers, two weeks later you have Jordan Love on the show.
Right.
It's just little things like that that I think might rub people the wrong way, and that's part of growing, learning from it, and maturing.
Indeed. And if he can take that next step in his career, finish the season like he started it. He said his production doesn't drop off. Its teams are doing a good job late in the year of adjusting their game plan to try to take him away. But he does look tired at times.
He does.
In the fourth quarter, he looks exhausted.
He does.
Didn't he say that, guys? Like, am I remembering this wrong?
I think he was Tank.
But didn't Micah say that he is working to try and be better late in the season with his workout routine?
He did. Yeah. If you go to Pro Football Focus and you pay the yearly thing like I did, you could see his production from the first quarter to the fourth quarter and how drastically different it is when you look at the number of tackles and the number of sacks or pressures. As he gets later in games, it's not as prevalent as you have in the first two quarters of the game.
That's interesting.
Yeah, the games, yeah.
Yeah, that's massive. You got to get your sacks in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You know, that's what wins the games for you.
Right. I mean, my gosh, this is it's funny because there was a write-up, I think it was Nate Tice who did it in Yahoo last year, about Chris Jones, the big monster beast interior D lineman for the Chiefs, and how he's a guy who actually gets better as games goes on.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know if there's a first quarter sort of lackadaisical situation, but by the time you get to the fourth quarter, you are getting peak Chris Jones every single game, and my dear God, could we get that? And it shows in not only the individual game, but then once you get to the postseason, now it's late in the season, and Chris Jones is constantly showing up and making plays for his defense.
Yeah.
That's what you want from Micah, and that's what we're asking from everybody, because across the board, it is a Cowboy problem. As the season goes on, you struggle.
Indeed. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. We're going to get peak Zach Wolchuk coming up next with the top 10 at 420. Where's it going?
Well, it is the Olympics. They're starting today. Top 10 summer Olympic sports. What are you most excited to watch? That's next in the Nation. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Nation. Segments brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com, call 866-90-NATION. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident and it is not your fault, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214-817-333-3333. Jump online at frankelfirm.com. And here he is, Zach with an H, your Woolly Bully.
Yes, Brian?
Can I get a quick ruling on something?
Sure.
Sean Sharif was giving us a lot of grief of us packing our own chairs for this trip.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
guess who was in my chair this morning when I showed up?
Ooh. Eric let him know. He let him know last night when we were at the rudder room. He was like, you know what?
They're such divas.
Why don't you just sit in the damn chair?
Divas.
I'm like, that's the most diva show.
I think Sean was upset because Hagee was calling them out for the room complaints and the ants in the room. So he was lashing out at us.
Yeah. They're divas. They bring their own chairs. I'm doing the show from Broadus's chair.
I walked in. I'm like, hey, what are you doing in my chair, bro?
This is your chair. I didn't know.
Now you got on me about packing them, you little dwarf.
Oh, my gosh.
There's G-Bag of the nominee, Brian Broadus, live in the tennis courts.
That was aggressive.
It was, man.
But I think
that's great.
I get dumped there. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, it was probably not a great.
That was politically correct.
I called Sean that, not.
You called Sean that.
Is that PC now? Is that the correct term?
Is that the term?
Yeah, I think dwarves want to be called dwarves.
Perfect. Thanks, man. I was a little worried there.
Well,
I know Lucius had my back.
I think if you were calling a little person a dwarf, that would be
No. I didn't mean. I was talking about Sean.
You were talking about Sean.
I was talking about Sean.
Absolutely.
Our training camp coverage is brought to you by our friends at Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and the Guardian Caps. And here's Wolchuk.
Thank you very much, 877-881-1053. We have the Olympics that are underway. The opening ceremonies, I believe, have already happened or are going on, and they'll be aired tonight here in the U.S. of A. I know we've got at least one member who's not coming to dinner tonight because he wants to stay and watch the opening ceremonies for the Olympics. Is that acceptable? I don't know. We can make a G-Bag Nation. You call it. Little weird, you know. Little weird for the office ace to go ahead and miss this thing as he's waving his hand like, "Hey, that's me. I'm not coming to dinner, guys. I'm going to sit in my room and I'm going to watch the opening ceremonies."
Some people love the Olympics. They don't want to miss out. It's historic. It's nostalgic.
You know what you can do? You can go back and you can watch it on this thing called YouTube.
Yeah, that's what I'll be doing. That's true.
Or Peacock. Peacock DJ saying.
But, you know,
come on, Timmy.
From an older generation's perspective, you know, there's just something historic to sitting there and watching it on real TV.
That's right.
Takes you back to a simpler time.
It does.
The year was 1960. Jesse Owens.
Shout out to Jesse Owens. I've got the top 10 Olympic summer sports. These are America's favorite. What is your favorite? 877-881-1053. I do real quick just need to tell Chipotle to go bleep themselves.
Well, what happened?
We had this whole crisis over are they shortchanging their customers.
People were videoing him doing that.
Yeah, they did that. And their CEO came out and was like, no, we're still giving all of our customers the same portions as we always have.
Take notes, Jerry.
Their CEO, Brian Nickel. Well, according to CBS Sports, Nichols went on and said they conducted an internal investigation. They determined that, well, the customers, they were in fact right. They were being shortchanged on the meat at approximately 10% of its locations, and I'm calling cap on that.
Me too.
I bet it's probably more. He said, I want to emphasize for 90% of our restaurants, they're doing business as usual, but we really need to kind of train up roughly 10% of the system. I bet it's probably at minimum double that, but figure your bleep out, Chipotle. And I can say, I've been to two locations in Plano here recently before we left. I picked up food for the family. These employees, maybe it's just an issue with employment these days and customer
management, franchisees.
They're like, I don't want to be here. They don't care. The food portions were definitely lacking. The availability and the quality of the food looked like it was lacking. We got problems.
You know what? I, I don't even know why you would have to go through this dog and pony show to rip off your customers. Just say the economy's bad, inflation is crazy, and we've reduced our portions, and people will be like, yep, par for the course. Bro, I got a $20 plate, what I thought it was going to be a plate. It ended up being a small bowl of fettuccine Alfredo at the airport.
Oh, man.
Right? Nice little joint there. I was like, dude, Italian kitchen. I was like, man, I'm expecting a feast. I scarfed it in like 90 seconds, and I was like, I'm hungry. Is that an appetizer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know? That's just, it's ridiculous. The shrinkflation with the meals, where the size of the meals keep getting smaller, but the price keeps going up. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, you know, it's un-American.
It's a crime. It really, really is. All right, favorite Olympic sports, Lucius Alexander. I think you're probably one of... You know, me and you, I think, are the ones that are really into the Olympic coverage our show.
Walchuk's a big Olympics guy.
I am big into the Olympics.
I'm definitely watching the opening ceremony tonight after I get out the gym with some chicken wings on deck. I'm going to watch that. Got to see the track and field for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to keep the Olympics on the whole time, like in the background, regardless of what's on. Because you never know what time it's going to be on, so it's always going to be on in the background.
And that's the beauty of the Olympics. There's always something on.
Always. There may be a new sport I've never even seen before. Yeah. I'm going to watch. And shout out to the U.S. Olympic team, their jackets, their polo jackets they got.
Yes.
Watch when you watch the opening ceremonies. It looks like USA is just one big private school watching, walking out there.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody went jacket on at the ceremony?
Everybody went jacket on. It's not hard.
We're jacket onning, not jacket offing.
I do like the sprints, you know, but I can't tell if I like the event or like the lead up to the event where they're strutting around.
They do a great job with the drama. The build up to it is good. But this year, I think it's going to be fun. I mean, if you did watch the Netflix show Sprint, it's probably going to give you even more invested. And we had a Simone Biles documentary that came out on Netflix. I think that definitely gave you some good insight on what Simone went through. I'm ready for the redemption story.
Hey, part two of that, it will not be aired until after the Olympics.
Oh.
Yeah, what a cliffhanger.
That's cool.
Man.
Come on.
I think it was a really good thing for athletes with mental health concerns as well because of what happened the last time through for her. Now the U.S. team has like an entire staff of people at the ready, you know, to help coach people through if they're going through something.
And the spins, what she was dealing with?
They got a twisties coach?
Twisties.
The twisties, yeah. Man, it sounded awful. I don't even, they even said there's really nothing you can do for the twisties. You just got to take a break.
It's like vertigo for a...
Yeah. Like you're up in the air and you just lose your place.
Your equilibrium.
It sounds awful. I mean, you could die.
That's
you
how really, I feel. Really could. When, if I ever try to do a flip or a twisty, anything in the air, these people are just like gifted in ways I don't understand.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. That's what Dawson felt like on the airplane.
They feel like
day.
The rest of us when they get in the air twisties. For once. They're like, I got bad mental health.
Ooh, I got the twisties. honorable mention, top 10 sports. Did you have one that you wanted to throw out there, Brian?
Beach volleyball.
Oh, no. Give me water polo.
Water polo is honorable mention. Yeah. I think it's underrated.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. I know.
A lot going on in that sport.
Dude, and you got to be extremely well conditioned.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got cycling is an honorable
mention.
That's
a good one. The chase, that chase thing they do where they kind of like, they wait, and then they go.
Yeah. Take off.
And then they take off. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Fencing.
Fencing's
actually pretty entertaining when you give it a watch. Archery.
Archery. Yeah. The archery stuff is actually pretty legit.
Rowing.
Sculling.
Boring.
Sculling.
Boring. That's crew, right?
Yeah,
that's rowing crew.
Sailing's cool.
And the triathlon.
Ah, yeah. Triathlon's good.
Pretty badass.
I'd get kicked in the face and they wouldn't find me. Like I'd be swimming and somebody would kick me in the head and I'd just go to the bottom.
Number 10 is surfing.
Hey, do you know somebody attacked the railways in Paris?
Yeah,
so
they
people
did.
Can't travel
arson,
properly?
Arson. They did some arson.
Yeah.
What's going on in Paris? Blew up the railroads?
Yeah.
I'm watching them fix it right now on
fire.
Television.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is a bleeped up situation, man. What is going on?
Jeez.
France.
Yeah, number 10, surfing. This is where they're doing their own Olympic.
They say the
village.
Waves are incredible at this place. They're not, and I don't think they're in France.
They're not.
They're like 10,000 miles away.
They're in Haiti? Tahiti?
Yeah, Tahiti.
Yeah, okay.
That's right, Tahiti.
Yeah. Not a real sport.
Nice.
Surfing?
Yeah.
Surfing's not a real sport?
Jeez. No clear winner.
Oh, my God.
Oh, because the judges?
Yeah.
Is that? I mean, I'll be honest with you. That's
activity.
Not one I've watched.
It's a demonstration of badassery.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
super badass.
That or that half pipe thing. What do you think about that?
Same thing. The half pipe, like the skaters and stuff?
Skiers.
Oh, the skiers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The slalom?
Yeah. The thing, the half pipe,
difficult.
Like Dawson's talking about Olympics is just a, you said,
We want competition.
Yeah.
not how well the judge think you did.
Yeah, the judging aspect of this can be
bizarre. What about gymnastics?
I don't know. It's rife with corruption. I don't know. I can't even trust these judges.
They're all in cahoots.
Yeah.
Nine is
they're
soccer.
All high. The surf
the
judges.
Surf guys are the skate guys. Oh,
where'd he go?
Dawson, not a huge fan of the Olympic soccer, I got to say.
Yeah, because we're terrible at it.
The rules are different for it.
The women's side is cool.
Women's side is on
players.
Fire. Yeah. Shout out to Rodman's daughter. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Trinity.
We're terrible at it.
Eight is skateboarding.
Nah.
What you got to say, Dawson?
I dig that. I dig the skateboarding.
Not a sport. Cool.
Not a sport.
It's entertaining, though. Could we get like a downhill longboarding competition where there's a clear winner? Well, look at this guy. He's crossing the finish line.
Just get a race.
Gold medal.
He didn't fall.
Like in Brink.
Oh, man.
All right. Number six is basketball.
Yeah. For me, that would be number one.
The Olympic basketball.
Yeah.
That's number one. Watching
whatever,
guys, dude.
You watch it for 82 nights a year if you want.
No, but this is completely different. I'm watching LeBron,
or I'm watching Steph
like throw up a lob to LeBron.
Welcome to the All Star Game.
They've nailed.
But they're actually trying and they're playing defense.
Welcome to 200 points.
Number five is the diving. You were talking up the diving a few weeks ago.
I like to see a little bit more
over. Diving.
I'd like to see a little bit more over rotation, some more splashing, maybe some instead of going straight in,
All right, here's a bet payoff.
I want to see somebody do a can opener.
Let's see Brian go do some diving.
I do. Yeah. I want to see two hops, can opener,
jackknife,
splash everybody.
I want to see him. Hey, Broadus, I want to see him do the triple Lindy.
Unreal.
I want to see them pull off the annexation of Puerto Rico on that diving board.
That'd be fun. Number four is beach volleyball.
Yeah, count me in.
Yeah. Yep. That's top tier.
That's fantastic.
Even the women, especially, too, you like watching, Broadus, right?
Especially the women, right? Yeah.
Number three, track and field.
Let's go.
Number two.
You're going to find two better than that?
Yeah, and I agree. Number two, swimming.
Speed swimming?
Speed swimming.
No, but kind of with a tire and anvil to you.
Relays and go watch Katie Ledecky. Katie Ledecky's about to be the story of the Olympics. Number one, though.
I would like to see eight guys that couldn't swim try to do swimming. That would be fun.
Oh, man.
Just jump in.
The swimming's amazing. Watching what Michael Phelps and the Olympic team did was tremendous.
Broadus wants a bunch of leadoff hitters for our home run derby. He wants people that don't know how to swim to just be thrown into the water unconsensually and just have them fight their way out.
Let's put the most unathletic people out there and see them do sports.
And they just fall in the water, and there's like bobbing.
They don't even know how to swim. They're drowning. But number one, the best summer Olympic sport as voted by the public is
boxing,
indeed
handball,
gymnastics.
Oh. Table tennis, really?
Table tennis was an honorable mention.
Hmm.
Yeah, boxing has been pretty killer.
Boxing has been great. Yeah, that's great history.
When's the Olympics got so dramatic in the 80s and 90s with the U.S. versus the Russians.
Yeah.
All the
fun
stuff. The good thing about boxing, too, is it doesn't come down to a judge's decision or anything. Right?
Okay. Real sport.
Real winners.
Screw you guys. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up at 5 o'clock, Eric Nadell is going to join us at 5:20. Jared Sandler will join us, and then we'll throw it off to Texas Rangers baseball as they visit the Blue Jays and look to keep their five-game winning streak alive. That's all on deck for you this afternoon and into the evening here on your home of the champs. Well, thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. We got LA Live coming up here in just a second, usually 5:40, but tonight 5:40 we will be into some Rangers baseball. Yeah, back specialist checkup is the word on Evan Carter, so we're pumping the brakes here on his return to the big league team. We'll have more coming up at the top of the hour on that with Eric Nadell and then Jared Sandler. It's now time to go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has LA Live.
Yeah, it's a freestyle Friday, so I'm going to do something personal, a little personal. I'm going to get into my curiosity with Corey Feldman right after the great Rick James.
All right, Square.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Yes, please. This is LA Live for Friday, July 26, 2024. It's a Freestyle Friday here in LA Live, which is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their No Bill Guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. All right, people, avoid the law dogs this weekend, please. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I do not want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. Every time I wake up Saturday morning, I see somebody that did something on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner, I always say, that person's not a Tolo. Not a Tolo. And don't crash out this weekend like this classic road rage video.
This weekend, no safety.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Hold on, here we go.
Yeah. If you want to go, then you go to hill and go down.
Why you get fired,
yes, man? Why? Are you crazy?
You're f***ing fired,
you
man.
You're f***ing bloody.
Bastard.
You bloody.
Wow.
Don't be like that, okay? Don't crash out. It's a great, fantastic video. Hey, did you guys see that Snoop Dogg carried the Olympic torch?
He did.
That's so awesome.
He did, yeah.
I think it's crazy that everyone's favorite American is a Crip.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing.
See, walking at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. And I was waiting for Snoop to light his blunt with the torch. I was waiting for it. I was like, come on, Snoop.
I was thinking about that. Yeah.
Like, come on, Snoop. This is your moment, baby. But yeah, I said I was going to get it to Corey Feldman. Remember when I brought up Corey Feldman in the Loserville tour?
Yes, yeah. Cry, little sister.
Yes, yes, yes. Loserville 2024, or Corey Feldman calls it Loserville, something like that. He doesn't like to say Loserville because he doesn't want to feel like a loser. Anyway, it is Tuesday, August 13th at 6:30, Dos Equis Pavilion. Limp Bizkit, Corey Feldman, Riff Raff, and several other corny sounding MFs. Limp Bizkit will rock it out. Riff Raff is kind of like a sideshow. Even though he can rap, he's got bars, he's got great songs, but he is kind of a sideshow. And Corey Feldman is definitely a sideshow, ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe the king of all Hollywood losers.
Come on, man. I hope Corey Feldman makes it to Dallas so people can see him, because Corey Feldman is always prone to attacking his bandmates. He's prone to meltdowns.
Jackass, dude.
The tour already started, and he has already popped off at his girlfriend and his drummer at the Loserville stop in Indiana. Just started. That's what I'm saying. I hope it gets to Dallas. Here's a little clip of him going in on his girlfriend, then the drummer. Poor guy.
Got expectations. Got excuses. Oh, cut the track. Sorry, that was called a technical mix-up. Nobody should ever start a track until I'm on the stage, guys.
Pass me.
Hey, that's all right. It happens, man. Guess you're going to have to wait for that one next time.
Damn.
Sorry, guys. Moving right along. We'll just have to play that song next time.
My band ruined
it. We love you, bro.
Man, what a a-hole.
Yeah, he's not helping himself.
God, you can just hear the cocaine nasal congestion in his voice, can't you?
Sorry, guys.
He's got the Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
You're the dialect expert. Yeah.
I am, dude. I can detect it.
Yeah, Corey Feldman is completely unbalanced, ladies and gentlemen. This is Corey Feldman on Howie Mandel Show explaining how he was next. He was the next Michael Jackson. You know, he was best buddies with Michael Jackson, apparently. And Michael Jackson taught him everything he knew.
Yeah, about what?
But he turned down the opportunity to be the next Michael Jackson. This man is completely delusional. Wow.
Then on the other side of the coin, I've got Michael Jackson as a close friend. And I play Michael Jackson my song, What's Up With The Youth.
What's Up With The Youth?
And he says, Corey, that's a number one song.
Oh, wow.
That song literally can go to number one. And if you let me...
Michael Jackson has a sick sense of humor.
I will walk it into Tommy Mottola at CBS Records right now, and I will make that song number one. And I was like, thank you, Michael. I really appreciate that. But no, I'm good.
Why? Why no?
Well, because two reasons. One, I was a real friend to him, and I didn't want him to think that I was just another leech sucking off of his teeth to try to get something. And my other part of it was, if I'm going to be a success in the music industry, I have to earn it.
I have to earn it. He's trying right now to earn it.
I'd say he made a bad mistake.
Should have took that guidance.
Should have took the guidance.
Yeah.
The only guy that believed in him no longer with us.
No longer.
Yeah, this man is completely unbalanced. He dresses like Michael Jackson up there. It looks crazy. Here's some more from him, bro.
I didn't want to be Michael Jackson's protege, even though sometimes people kind of treat me that way anyway. But imagine if I did that. Then it would
be. Do you hear him? He's completely unhinged, bro.
Holy cow.
Michael Jackson's protege, even though people treat me like that.
Even though sometimes people kind of treat me that way anyway. But imagine if I did that. Then it would, that's all it would be. And then there wouldn't be any room for my Truth Movement band. There wouldn't be any room for a song like The Joke, because now you're in a box. You're Michael Jackson 2, or, you know, Mini Michael, or White Michael, or whatever way you want to frame it.
White Michael.
But that would have been it. That would have been it.
Apparently Justin Timberlake took him up on the offer, though.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. I mean, you talk about grandiose fantasies. This guy's the king of them.
Yeah, 100%, bro. It's mind-boggling how he lacks some self-awareness.
How he's still with us, how he's not homeless, how he's not institutionalized. There's a lot of mind-boggling stuff about this.
Now, he went through a lot. I must say he went through a lot, and he always tells us that he got diddled down there in Hollywood.
He does.
He says a lot of diddling, and maybe that messed him up a lot. So I got to give him the benefit of the doubt. He's still out here fighting the good fight.
You can see that.
But he is the most delusional man alive. Man, I hope he makes it here. That is August 13th at 6:30.
Do people actually enjoy his music? Does he have a cult following, or are they just there kind of to watch the bit happen?
Yeah, I think they're kind of there to watch it fall apart.
It's kind of like racing. Everybody wants to see the wreck.
Like, I wonder if it's just fans of him as a kid, right? Like, they love the Goonies.
I'm pretty sure there's
some
of that.
Boys.
Yeah, there's kids of the 80s in there watching, you know, Corey Feldman. But if you watch him dance, it's like a crackhead.
Yeah, he's not good.
A
really
drunk
bad.
Crackhead. Doing a Michael Jackson impersonation, right?
Oh.
Just in the street. Like, that drunk crackhead will never remember those moves ever again because he's drunk and high. But somehow Corey Feldman can remember those moves.
It's choreographed.
It's choreographed. The most delusional man alive. He has this little thing. Here he is, the comeback king. Boom, boom. Here he comes, the comeback king, when he enters the stage, right?
He's been trying to come back for 30 years.
He's been trying to come back for 30 years. Give it to Corey Feldman for the longest comeback of all time. His band messed up doing the Comeback King intro, and he let his band have it. I don't blame him, though, because they do the here he is, the Comeback King, so many times that I don't think they know, like, how many times they're supposed to say it. They just kill it. You know, here he is, the Comeback King. Listen.
Again.
Here he comes, the Comeback King.
Go.
Here he comes, the comeback king. Here he comes.
You want him to come out?
Here he comes.
No.
Here he comes, the comeback king. Here he comes, the comeback king. Here he comes.
Here we go.
Comeback king. Here he comes, the comeback.
See, they don't even know the end.
Start over.
Start over.
I don't have the track
coming
from my mind.
Count
everybody. Really?
Really?
Take two.
Yeah.
It's a train wreck.
It's a train wreck,
it's
man.
It's a train wreck.
I hope it gets here in August. Yeah. August 13th at the Jackson. I mean, not the Jackson. The Dos Equis. I hope it gets here. I hope we get to see Corey, bro.
Yeah.
You'll be front row. Chiming in, the comeback king.
Yeah.
This would be worth seeing.
Yeah, he has no idea how people perceive him, man. Shout out to Corey Feldman.
That's tough.
Lord willing to decree, Don Ross. Oh, yeah, by the way, to start this tour, he was supposed to be on a tour bus, but somehow he ended up on this, like, this RV from, like, the late 70s that his whole band had to ride in, plus his girlfriend and everything. And he was doing a vlog, like, saying, hey, yeah, we're supposed to be on the bus, but there's a problem with the bus booking and everything. I honestly think that is Fred Durst. Be like, oh, yeah, man, we had a bus for you, buddy. Damn. Sorry.
There was never a bus.
It was never a bus.
There it goes.
Sorry, man. It's not booked. All right. Yeah, that's my time, y'all. I'll see y'all 2 weeks from now. Holla.
Oh, there he goes.
Yeah.
Lucius.
Have a good vacation.
Goodbye, Lucius.
Salute to you, sir.
Oh, yay.
LA Live most evenings, 5:40 here in the G Bag Nation.
Does that mean we got a full week of Ross next week?
Fingers crossed.
Rough.
Speaking of the comeback king.
Here comes the comeback king. Yeah. Here comes the comeback king.
We're back with Eric Nadel here in the G Bag Nation talking Rangers. See what he can tell us about the trade deadline and about the Evan Carter news. That's next year on The Fan. Well, thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. We got LA Live coming up here in just a second. Usually 5:40, but tonight 5:40, we will be into some Rangers baseball. Yeah, back specialist checkup is the word on Evan Carter, so we're pumping the brakes here on his return to the big league team. We'll have more coming up at the top of the hour on that with Eric Nadel and then Jared Sandler. It's now time to go back into the Pimp Cup. We're Lucius. Has LA Live.
Yeah, it's a freestyle Friday, so I'm going to do something personal. A little personal. I'm going to get into my curiosity with Corey Feldman right after that great Rick James.
All right,
fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Yes, please. This is LA Live for Friday, July 26, 2024. It's a Freestyle Friday here in LA Live, which is sponsored by Kissable Dental and the No Bill Guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. All right, people, avoid the law dogs this weekend, please. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I do not want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. Every time I wake up Saturday morning, I see somebody that did something there on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner. I always say, that person's not a tolo. Not a tolo. And don't crash out this weekend like this classic road rage video.
This weekend, no. Safety.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Hold on. Here we go.
Yeah. If you wanna go, then you go to hill and go down.
Why you get fried,
yes,
man?
Yes, why? Are you crazy?
You're
f***ing. You are f***ing.
You bloody. Bastard. You bloody.
Wow.
Don't be like that, okay? Don't crash out. It's a great, fantastic video. Hey, did you guys see that Snoop Dogg carried the Olympic torch?
He did.
That's so awesome.
He did, man. Yeah.
I think it's crazy that everyone's favorite American is a Crip.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing.
See, walking at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. And I was waiting for Snoop to light his blunt with the torch. I was waiting for it. I was like, come on, Snoop.
Legendary. I was thinking about that.
Yeah. Like, come on, Snoop. This is your moment, baby. But yeah, I said I was going to get it to Corey Feldman. Remember when I brought up Corey Feldman in the Loserville tour?
Yes, yeah. Cry Little Sister.
Yes. Loserville 2024, or Corey Feldman calls it Loserville, something like that. He doesn't like to say Loserville because he doesn't want to feel like a loser. Anyway, it is Tuesday, August 13th at 6:30, Dos Equis Pavilion. Limp Bizkit, Corey Feldman, Riff Raff, and several other corny sounding MFs. Limp Bizkit will rock it out. Riff Raff is kind of like a sideshow. Even though he can rap, he's got bars, he's got great songs, but he is kind of a sideshow. And Corey Feldman is definitely a sideshow, ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe the king of all Hollywood losers.
Come on, man. I hope Corey Feldman makes it to Dallas so people can see him, because Corey Feldman is always prone to attacking his bandmates. He's prone to meltdowns.
What a jackass, dude.
The tour already started, and he has already popped off at his girlfriend and his drummer at the Loserville stop in Indiana. It's just started. That's what I'm saying. I hope it gets to Dallas. Here's a little clip of him going in on his girlfriend, then the drummer. Poor guy.
Got explanation. Got excuses. Oh, cut the track. Sorry, that was called a technical mix-up. Nobody should ever start a track until I'm on the stage, guys. That's all right. It happens, man. Guess you're going to have to wait for that one next time.
Damn.
Sorry, guys. Moving right along.
We'll just have to play that song next time.
My band ruined
Sorry.
It.
We love Sorry. You,
Mo. Man, what a deal.
Yeah, he's not helping himself.
God, you can just hear the cocaine nasal congestion in his voice, can't you?
Where are we, guys?
He's got the Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
You're the dialect expert. Yeah.
I am, dude. I can detect it.
Yeah, Corey Feldman is completely unbalanced, ladies and gentlemen. This is Corey Feldman on Howie Mandel Show explaining how he was next. He was the next Michael Jackson. You know, he was best buddies with Michael Jackson, apparently. Mm-hmm. And Michael Jackson taught him everything he knew.
Yeah, about what?
But he turned down the opportunity to be the next Michael Jackson. This man is completely delusional.
Wow. Then on the other side of the coin, I've got Michael Jackson as a close friend. And I play Michael Jackson my song, What's Up With The Youth.
What's Up With The Youth?
And he says, Corey, that's a number one song.
Oh, wow.
That song literally can go to number one. And if you let me...
Michael Jackson has a sick sense of humor.
I will walk it into Tommy Mottola at CBS Records right now, and I will make that song number one. And I was like, thank you, Michael. I really appreciate that. But no, I'm good.
Why? Why no?
Well, because two reasons. One, I was a real friend to him, and I didn't want him to think that I was just another leech sucking off of his teeth to try to get something. And my other part of it was, if I'm going to be a success in the music industry, I have to earn it.
I have to earn it. He's trying right now to earn it.
I'd say he made a bad mistake.
Should have took that guidance.
Should have took the guidance.
The only guy that believed in him no longer with us.
Yeah, this man is completely unbalanced. He dresses like Michael Jackson up there. It looks crazy. Here's some more from him, bro.
I didn't want to be Michael Jackson's protege, even though sometimes people kind of treat me that way anyway. But imagine if I did that. Then it would
be Do you hear him? He's completely unhinged, bro.
Holy cow.
Michael Jackson's protege, even though people treat me like that.
Even though sometimes people kind of treat me that way anyway. But imagine if I did that. Then it would. That's all it would be. And then there wouldn't be any room for my Truth Movement band. There wouldn't be any room for a song like The Joke. Because now you're in a box. You're Michael Jackson 2. Or, you know, Mini Michael. Or White Michael. Or whatever way you want to frame it.
White Michael.
But that would have been it. That would have been it.
Apparently, Justin Timberlake took him up on the offer, though.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. I mean, you talk about grandiose fantasies. This guy's the king of them.
Yeah, 100%, bro. It's mind-boggling how he lacks some self-awareness.
How he's still with us, how he's not homeless, how he's not institutionalized. There's a lot of mind-boggling stuff about this.
Now, he went through a lot. I must say he went through a lot, and he always tells us that he got diddled down there in Hollywood.
He does.
He says a lot of diddling, and maybe that messed him up a lot, so I got to give him the benefit of the doubt. He's still out here fighting a good fight.
You can see that.
But he is the most delusional man alive. Man, I hope he makes it here. That is August 13th at 6:30.
Do people actually enjoy his music? Does he have a cult following, or are they just there kind of to watch the bit happen?
Yeah, I think they're kind of there to watch it fall apart.
It's kind of like racing. Everybody wants to see the wreck.
Like I wonder if it's just fans of him as a kid, right? Like, they love the Goonies.
I'm pretty sure there's
the
some
Lost
of that.
Boys.
Yeah, there's kids of the 80s in there watching, you know, Corey Feldman. But if you watch him dance, it's like a crackhead.
Yeah, he's not good.
A drunk crackhead. Doing a Michael Jackson impersonation, right? Oh. Just in the street. Like, that drunk crackhead will never remember those moves ever again because he's drunk and high. But somehow Corey Feldman can remember those moves.
It's choreographed.
It's choreographed. The most delusional man alive. He has this little thing. Here he is, the comeback king. Boom, boom. Here he comes, the comeback king, when he enters the stage, right?
He's been trying to come back for 30 years.
He's been trying to come back for 30 years. Give it to Corey Feldman for the longest comeback of all time. His band messed up doing the Comeback King intro, and he let his band have it. I don't blame him, though, because they do the here he is, the Comeback King, so many times that I don't think they know, like, how many times they're supposed to say it. They just kill it. You know, here he is, the Comeback King. Listen.
Again.
Here he comes, the Comeback King.
Go.
Here he comes, the comeback king. Here he comes.
You want him to come out?
Here he comes.
No.
Here he comes, the comeback king. Here he comes, the comeback king. Here he comes.
Here we go.
Comeback king. Here he comes, the comeback.
See, they don't even know how to end it.
Start over.
Start over.
I don't have the track on for my mind.
On the same count, everybody. Really?
Really?
Take two!
Yeah.
It's a train wreck.
It's a train wreck,
it's
man.
It's a train wreck.
I hope that's it gets it here in August, yeah. August 13th at the Jackson. I mean, not the Jackson, the Dos Equis. I hope it gets here. I hope we get to see Corey roll.
Yeah.
You'll be front row. Chiming in, the comeback king.
Yeah.
This would be worth seeing.
Yeah, he has no idea how people perceive him, man. Shout out to Corey Feldman.
That's dumb.
Lord willing to decree, Don Ross. Oh, yeah, by the way, to start this tour, he was supposed to be on a tour bus, but somehow he ended up on this, like, this RV from, like, the late 70s that his whole band had to ride in, plus his girlfriend and everything. And he was doing a vlog, like, saying, hey, yeah, we're supposed to be on the bus, but there's a problem with the bus booking and everything. I honestly think that is Fred Durst. Be like, oh, yeah, man, we had a bus for you, buddy. Damn. Sorry.
There was never a bus.
It was never a bus.
There it goes.
Sorry, the man. It's not booked. All right, yeah, that's my time, y'all. I'll see y'all 2 weeks from now. Holla.
Oh, there he goes.
Yeah.
Lucius.
Have a good vacation.
Goodbye, Lucius.
Salute to you, sir.
Oh, yay.
LA Live most evenings, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation.
Does that mean we get a full week of Ross next week?
Fingers crossed.
Rough.
Speaking of the comeback king.
Here he comes, the comeback king.
Yeah.
Here he comes, the comeback king.
We're back with Eric Nadel here in the G-Bag Nation talking Rangers. See what he can tell us about the trade deadline and about the Evan Carter news. That's next year on The Fan.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.